The state of California issues a public report card on hospital mortality rates. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. For the first time, the Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development has posted mortality rates for the state's hospitals on its website. Until now, consumers only had a hospital's reputation to go by when choosing. Joseph Parker, director of the Healthcare Outcomes Center at OSHPID, says he hopes the report will help improve the quality of care at California hospitals in several ways.
One of those is by making the patient feel more empowered in their healthcare decision making, and then also practitioners of healthcare. This is the first time they've been able to benchmark their performance across all California hospitals. And then, of course, we hope that the large insurers and healthcare insurance purchasing coalitions will use this data and other data to steer their employees to the hospitals that are providing the best care.
OSHPID rated hospitals on how well patients survive three medical conditions: acute stroke, gastrointestinal bleeding, and hip fracture. It also rated hospitals on mortality rates for five surgical procedures. Those include craniotomy, esophageal or pancreatic resection, and balloon angioplasty. 25 hospitals had death rates that were below the state average in at least one area. 94 had rates that were much higher. State officials chose those areas from 15 quality indicators used by the Agency for Health Research and Quality, known as ARC, a federal group charged with improving health care in the U.S.
ARC chose this because they felt that the data on which they were based is reliable enough so that they could actually identify the patient groups here. And then also they felt that they could implement a risk adjustment algorithm that was fair enough so that these measures had some validity.
Risk adjustment levels the playing field so that a hospital that sees more critical or terminal patients has its mortality rate adjusted to reflect the lower likelihood of survival. Conversely, hospitals that treat less severely ill patients get a higher raw score. Jan Emerson with the trade organization California Hospital Association says the ratings are a valuable tool for hospitals to look at when improving their care, but she thinks OSHPID needs to take other factors into account besides administrative codes assigned to patients.
It's data that comes from the hospitals themselves. It's legitimate data. You know, it would be helpful for them to go back and actually validate the data that the patients were not maybe sicker than was reported, and that's why they actually died, or that there wasn't some complication or perhaps a do not resuscitate order on the record that doesn't show up in administrative data.
Emerson says the report also fails to give consumers the whole picture, like the kind of treatment patients got before they were hospitalized. In particular, Emerson said, stroke, where urban hospitals fared better than rural hospitals, should be looked at more closely.
You know, if somebody has a stroke, you know, it often doesn't happen in the hospital. It happens outside in their home or in their business or wherever they are. So the care that they receive before they get to the hospital can be a determinant of the outcome. So I think one of the things in that category is for the hospitals that did score in the worse than expected categories to go back and look and talk with their pre-hospital partners, the paramedics and the ambulance companies and all of that, and just see what's happening in a community and find out if there are some overall systemic improvements that can be made.
Opinions differ across the industry as to how mortality rates should be calculated. Don Goldman, professor of pediatrics at Harvard Medical School and a senior vice president at the Institute for Healthcare Improvement, says there is no one nationally recognized method.
This is still an area where there is a lot of debate as to what each of these measures really means and how, quote unquote, valid it is as a measure of hospital mortality. You'll notice that the measure does not count patients who die having left the hospital. And we had a healthy debate here at IHI as to whether or not one should include deaths occurring within 30 days following discharge.
One California hospital that criticized the report said hospitals that send patients home to die don't get dinged for that, and that's not fair. Others said the data was incorrect and that some patients listed as dead are actually still alive, while others were dead on arrival. OSHPID is aware of all those criticisms, but decided to trade off cross-referencing more data with the need to produce a timely report. Despite the criticisms, Goldman says California is on the right track.
Knowing how you're doing with respect to mortality for major conditions or for mortality in general as a hospital leader is really important. The National Quality Forum has made a commitment to finding a national measure of hospital mortality. There's a lot of research to be done, but that shouldn't slow us down. I'd rather have a proper use of imperfect measures than 15 years of waiting for perfection.
Both CHA and OSHPD advise patients to look beyond the state website for choosing a hospital and to consider other factors, like the experience of the physicians and the success of the hospital with their specific malady. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.